Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Kat from Dining at Disney, and I'm here with Kristen. Kristen, tell us about some travel deals.
What? Oh, yeah. I've got travel deals for Kristen.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're in charge of the screens.
Sorry. Go ahead.
If you would like to save up to 25% on rooms at select Disney Resort hotels this summer, we've got the deal for you. You can save up to 25% on most nights, July 11th through August 20th and September 15th through September 28th. And if you're looking to save up to 30%, you can do so August 21st through September 14th.
And how can people book these trips?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, and travel expert.
And I'm Al John. I'm just a fan. I'm just a fanboy hanging out. What?
I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, and that's a supreme chancellor to you.
Oh.
And I am Big Bubba, the very late Big Bubba, and finally here. So better late than never is what I say. But yeah, Disney magic key holder. I love everything Disney. You guys know that, especially the food.
There you go.
We sound like a disastrous mess.
We're just like, yeah, this, I'm Bubba.
You know, it's just one of those nights, I think.
I don't know if I guys caught you guys off guard because I was running late and literally right when you're doing the promo, I pop up.
Oh, it's perfect timing. It's perfect.
Great.
Timing. I think a peek behind the curtain, producer Al John here, of course. You know, we've been doing Dining at Disney for a long time. Yeah. And I'm glad that, you know, more people are checking us out via Spotify, giving us reviews. So I encourage you to do that. If you just found the show, we talk about a lot of things. Sometimes we go on tangents and stuff if you're a new listener just coming into the show. But man, we love our Disney food, don't we?
Yes, we do. And that's what we're going to be talking about in just a little bit. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. Today, we are talking Disney food news. We've got dates for the Epcot Food and Wine Festival. We're going to be talking about...
Where are you going with, Kristen? I don't have a date. You got a date.
Splash Mountain has a closing date.
At Disneyland.
At Disneyland, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's dig into some delicious food news. And I'm going to start off by talking about one of my favorite things. And that is festivals. I love Epcot festivals. And the International Food and Wine Festival is no different. This one is presented by Corksicle. And we now have dates. And this year it will be starting on July 27th. And carrying through November 18th.
I can't believe it.
Could go and celebrate my birthday at Food and Wine, but we probably won't.
We'll probably celebrate before then.
There will be more than 25 global marketplaces throughout Epcot. Some of the fan favorites returning include the Fry Basket, flavors from Fire, of course, Canada, which my prediction is it's the same menu it's had for the past 20 some years now. India and Spain as well.
Canada.
If it ain't broken, don't fix it, eh?
Hey, hey. Yes.
Canada.
Canada.
They will be bringing back Emile's Fromage Montage. Yes. So you can grab those tasty, cheesy dishes.
Because we all like to eat a bunch of cheese while we're walking around.
Oh, while we're walking around in humidity.
Milk was a poor choice.
It's like a witch's cauldron just boiling up the whole day.
Oh my Jesus.
I can just feel it bubbling up now.
So glad I shoved all that sushi in my face while we waited for you, Bubba.
Exactly.
Ooh, that ain't bad. I don't think it'll do the same damage as cheese. But
no.
No, you're not going anywhere for a while.
Montage. I just did a charcuterie board for myself. You know, just
I got the cooterie.
I hope you get it cured, Aljon.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, also taking place during the Food and Wine Festival, they will be bringing back Remy's Ratatouille Hide and Squeak. And then for those of you into Halloween, Pluto's Pumpkin Pursuit is going to be a special pumpkin scavenger hunt September 29th through October 31st. Of course, Eat to the Beat concert series presented by Florida Blue Medicare at American's Garden Theater will be returning as well. And as the Disney Parks blog posts new content letting us know what's going on with this festival, we will let you know.
Man, that's a long time. And it's going to be a bunch of acts, too, that are going to be performing over there at Eat to the Beat this year. That's a lot, guys. That is a lot.
Us, Joey Fatone and friends.
Oh, yeah. Joey Fatone and friends. Oh, how cool would it be to just go just pick up the kids and we just go and we just see a bunch of cool bands and just do the fromage around. Because, you know, the kids are going to love the fromage montage.
Yes, because they love cheese.
They love cheese.
I'm surprised you guys didn't do it last year.
Oh, yeah, we missed out on it. Hmm. When did we go? We didn't miss out on it. We did it mm-hmm. for a couple days.
We just didn't do the cheesy bit, the fromage montage.
And I don't remember what bands we ended up seeing there.
We didn't see any of the bands.
Oh yeah, we did.
No.
The week we were there in October was not a good. There was nobody good.
No.
Yeah.
No offense to whoever it was, but
no Boyz II Men, no Sugar Ray.
Oh, we would be there for both of those acts.
Both
sure.
of those, yes, would yeah, show
we'd
up.
Be there for Tiffany if she was playing. We'd be there Tiffany. With Night Ranger or whomever
Belle
else.
Belle Biv DeVoe.
Gosh,
Belle Biv DeVoe was there.
Yeah,
they're playing the Hollywood Bowl, Bubba.
Well, I don't think they're going to be there this year because they're doing the New Edition reunion.
Yeah,
and it's going to be huge.
They did their hit song "Poison Apple." Yeah. Oh, nice.
They got they have Bobby Brown and Johnny Gill joining them. So
Johnny Gill, bae. King of R&B, Bobby Brown.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be like, you know. Anyway, enough about the music side of things, but it's gonna be huge.
I have that song Motown Philly in my head.
That's a great song.
Oh my god, that's the best song.
It is the best song. It's an old school jam.
ABC BBD. Motown Philly back again.
There you go.
Do you know what ABC meant, by the way?
I forgot what ABC was. Hold on a second. I forgot. Go ahead.
Another bad creation.
Another bad creation. Yeah.
I was trying to remember.
I'll give you a buck if you remember what their hit song was.
Aisha.
Aisha.
You remember that? They had that and Playground. Playground was cool.
Playground was cool.
Yeah. I think it might have been the same song. They had a couple hits, but yeah.
Yeah. It's like Ralph Tresvant only had like one hit.
One.
Like, I mean, you know, sorry, Ralph. You know, you thought we were gonna be like, you know, the Michael Jackson of the group. He ended up being like produced by Prince and only had one hit single.
Oh my.
Sorry, man.
You can't have it all, man. You can't have it all.
Can't have it all. Anyway,
you can have all this food at Epcot.
Yeah, that's right.
So people should start planning their trip now with you, Kristen.
Yes.
That's right. I think people could have it all over there at Tiana's Bayou Adventure when they finally get that open. Disneyland.
Yeah. Oh, the barbecue place. Man, I've seen so many videos of the new barbecue place. It looks amazing. It's so much fun.
Well, this one hits close to home, bub. Disneyland sets Splash Mountain closing date and releases new concept art for Tiana's Bayou Adventure. And it looks very similar to what we see over at Walt Disney World, do we not?
Yeah. The 31st, I believe, is, or the 30th is the final day that they're going to stay open.
Of May.
Yeah. So usually that's around what, Memorial Weekend?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
The day after Memorial Day.
Wow. That's very fitting.
Day after Memorial Day, kids back in school, peak season's over.
No. Kids are out of school.
In California, I think they get one more week. I think there's one more week after Memorial. Yeah.
Memorial Day, sorry.
But I know grad nights will be going on.
For sure.
I'm in rare form, guys.
So some of the concept art I see is, you know, very similar to Walt Disney World's, which is it is closed and they are under construction, correct, over at Walt Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Under the new refurb. So this will start taking place May 30th, giving attendees a last minute Memorial Day weekend experience of the attraction in its original form. Man, it's going to be bittersweet to see it go. I've had so many great memories on there. This is true. Yeah.
I am not
a huge fan of Princess and the Frog, but like I said, I'll give it a try. If it entertains me, I'm sure it's going to be entertaining. I'm sure it will be.
Well, we love it.
We do.
I do too. Today, I don't know if you guys saw it today on the park's Instagram channel. The lovely Miss Jennifer Lewis posted a video, and it sounds like Mama Odie might be the star of this ride, y'all.
Hey, that's the thing. Mama Odie's kind of like one of the coolest characters in that entire
show. She's the best.
But honestly, let's face it. I mean, it's just an all-star cast, great storytelling. So go back, revisit the movie, check this article out at the LA Times. You know, I mean, I think Splash Mountain gets a bad rap because of the time and era that it was based on, or the film that it depicted. But honestly, you know, I still have a lot of fond memories of those songs. And I think it's, I think hopefully we'll get to a point where we can at least, with some context, be able to enjoy those songs and, you know, the hard work by the entire cast and crew of Song of the South.
I love Zippity Doo Dah. Who doesn't love that? I'm so happy when I hear it.
I know. Cat's not talking about it, but that's okay.
Yeah, I love you guys.
I understand.
I love you guys so much.
No, I understand.
What's the matter, Cat?
Well, no, I get it. Like,
I
understand.
You know what other song? Well, two other songs that always make me happy.
Yes.
One Little Spark. And Hawaii's Roller Coaster Ride.
Of course. There's a lot of great songs,
for sure.
And, you know, we can't talk about the legacy of Splash Mountain without talking about Tony Baxter.
No, you can't.
He's one of those things. We talked about it with Raleigh when Raleigh passed. Not that Tony Baxter is going anywhere anytime soon, knock on wood, may. You know, but you know, you can't appreciate a Disney park without appreciating Raleigh or John Hench. Tony Baxter's right up there with him. So
100%. Yeah, 100%. Those the Imagineers, past, present, future. I mean, they all have to understand that, you know, it all started with those great Imagineers of the early days, and that Splash Mountain is great. I mean, yeah. I would not have known they cut so much out of that attraction just by the resourcefulness of the entire team, really. Because I think it's great, you know. So anyway, we will miss you, but we will like to see you redone quickly so that we can go ahead and enjoy the Mama Odie's version of Splash Mountain, you know, which will be great.
So. But also, like, reuse the chickens. We need those chickens.
Well, it looks like, you know, I mean, the concept art that's been floating around for both the Walt Disney World and Disneyland versions look like they're going to be using a lot of the same animatronics, maybe in the background as kind of like an homage to the original.
Homage, yeah.
Which,
yeah,
I think would be great. I believe they'll probably end up refurbishing that riverboat scene at the very end too. Probably.
Oh, for sure.
I'm sure they're going to redo the whole thing. Yeah. Put some neon on it or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Blacklight it out.
Yeah. And so, I mean, there's a bunch of great, great things they can do to kind of incorporate a lot of the old into the new, if you will. And then, so the deep cuts for the Disney fans like us will be able to enjoy because of all the little Easter eggs they'll have hiding in there. So I look forward to checking out those. One of my favorite things is the Easter eggs.
America Sings. I was like, where do those things come from? America Sings.
America Sings. Right.
America Sings. Yes. Save the
but
chickens.
As I'm also reading, I don't know if we've discussed this, but French Market is currently being refurbished currently at Disneyland, yes, to Tiana's Place, a new quick service dining location. Oh, I'm going to miss the French Market, though. It is a great, I mean, I'm sure they're going to keep it around the same, but seeing the jazz band there play as you're eating some, you know, jambalaya or
I think all chicken. That stuff's going to stay. I think it's getting a facelift, a much needed facelift.
Yeah, a much needed facelift. That's the key because it, I mean, looking at those nets above, they just look run down. Yeah. And I know that stage could use a nice, great touch up. So
yeah,
this is a positive thing. You got to look at it as positive. And I hope they keep some of the same menu items too, because that is a great place to eat. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to lean into it even more, to tell you the truth. You know, Tiana's gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll get a little bit of everything. I'm sure we'll see a sandwich, a beignet sandwich at some point.
Oh, boy. Somewhere.
It'll be nice.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Yep. Nice. Muffaletta, man.
Muffaletta. Yep. Yeah.
It'd be nice if we could get gumbo not in a bread bowl.
You can get it not in a bread bowl.
You can.
I can't have it if it's in a bread bowl.
Yeah, I'm about to say, they can serve it in a cup for you.
Although, yeah, you can order it in a cup without the bread bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to the dining at Disney, Kristen. Wow, this is new. That's shocking. You could get any soup you want at Disneyland in a cup.
Yep, just in a regular old cup.
Okay, so the reason why she thinks that is because I insist on getting the bread bowl.
Oh, I gotta get the bread, bowl.
When you can't have the bread bowl.
Yeah, see, at least when you can't.
I totally thought we had asked.
Okay.
I didn't ask.
I thought she was gonna finish. I totally thought we asked.
Oh, I was gonna say, no. If you could get the same amount of soup without the bowl, you might as well get the bowl and have me munch on it.
Hold on, I have Taylor right here, and she worked at Pacific Wharf. Did people always order soup without the bread bowl? Well, not always, but you're able to order the soup without the bread bowl. Yeah. They sometimes they give the bread to the ducks, even though they prohibit. They don't shun on that, but
you're not supposed to eat any of it.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
So, yeah, she said a lot of people ordered the bread separate a lot. So
well, there you go. I don't like that.
That's because otherwise bread.
Soup gets like all
absorbed in.
Yeah,
it's magical sourdough. That's the best thing about sourdough. It doesn't soak in all throughout the bread. It
that's
just
true.
Stays in that little small layer inside the bread. And that's why it's mainly chowders. Nothing like no runny soup. You know, like nothing too watery. It's got to be somewhat
so chicken
a hearty, a hearty soup. It has to be a hearty.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
All right. Fair enough. Okay.
Next story.
Cat,
do you Wine Bar George?
Oh, we got Wine Bar. Go ahead with the Wine
Menu
Bar.
Menu changes at Wine Bar George at the Basket.
Yeah, right. Go for it, Cat.
Yes, they've got a whole new menu over at the Basket at Wine Bar George downtown. Excuse me, at Disney Springs. I don't know where I am anymore. They added some things from the restaurant, some favorites from the restaurant, and some new things. House made hummus. Cucumber, olive oil, naan bread, and chipotle sauce. A Landjager, which apparently is the world's best jerky, German style. No idea. Sounds delicious. Those crispy mac and cheese bites, those are a favorite from the restaurant of from Wine Bar George. They added those to the basket menu, so you can get those to go now. Cheese and meat box. We were just talking about a charcuterie board.
There you go.
Cheddar, manchego, calabrese, mortadella, fig preserve, honeycomb, and mustard. Sounds delicious. You can also get some local baguette, some house-made biscuits, a spiced nut mix, an entire jar of... I just lost the menu. Where did it go? Why did it do that? What just happened? Send help. An entire jar of bacon pepper relish.
Ooh.
A seasonal hand pie, which right now is beef and potato. And a seasonal eclair, which right now is strawberries and cream.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. And of course, many selection of wine and frozen drinks and that little barrel tumbler that we showed you last week.
Yes.
Which is so dumb. I want 15 of them. They're adorable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see the corksicles they had that came out right before Easter?
That's what I'm talking about.
All pretty pastels. Yeah.
Oh, no. I was talking about the one that looks like a wine barrel.
Oh, yeah. But they came out with some that are like three different pastel colored ones.
I didn't see
really
those.
Pretty. They had it like in a picture and it kind of made you think of like Easter eggs.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, that's cool.
But I like the colors. I was like, I'll take one of each.
Mm-hmm. Put your little frosé in there. Stay cold all day.
Yes.
Put whatever you want in there. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. It'll stay cold in that thing overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I know that for a fact.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Love it.
Hey, Bubba, do you have the New York Times story?
Yes, I think so, but it's making me log in.
Ooh. Oh well, that's
all
right.
We're all at our limited New York
Times. We're all at our New York Times limit.
We are just that well read. We're well read. Welcome to the show where we are
meeting the
omnipotent gods and we know everything.
Well, so I posted this real quick about the article in the New York Times, Mickey Bars, Turkey Legs, and the Obsession with Disney Food. Looks like the New York Times has finally glommed on to the thing that we've been talking about and you've been blogging about for many, many years as one of the original food bloggers, Kristen. People love Disney food.
Yeah, when you said that they were talking about people liking Disney food, it's like, where have you been? Like, it's that's been going on for like 15 years that people have been talking about Disney food and what you should eat and where you can go and secret menus and the best of the best.
So let's go back in time. It's about 15, almost 20 years ago when we were at the Sorcerer Radio message boards and people were sharing recipes and their food reviews. You were one of the first people to share food reviews really in a concise way.
This is pre-blog.
Pre-blog. This is on a message board, y'all. And then the same stuff happened, you know, at Touring Plans. Same thing happened at like Laughing Place, like the original OG, yeah. All Ears, the original OG Disney fan
Intercot.
Sites. Intercot. Oh my gosh, Intercot. Right? Wow. Yeah, Kat's making a frowny face. Like, you remember those names? You know, Lou Mangiello did
Intercot
stuff about
Intercot is still
that.
Around.
Intercot is still around. That's true. And there wasn't a whole lot of people talking about it. And you at the time were doing Cooking with Mickey blog. And then it was, I think it was also, at the time it was AJ. Right over there at
Disney Food Blog.
Yeah, Disney Food.
That was like
blog.
The OG sites for that.
This is before pre 2010.
Yeah, this is before so many of the different bloggers that are out there now doing it. And as they all transformed and YouTube went from like YouTube 1.0 to like YouTube 5.0, which where it is now.
Well, it's now YouTubers now. I don't think it's bloggers anymore. It's just YouTubers now.
No, they're TikTokers. Just content creators.
That's the word.
They're just content creators now.
Mm-hmm. Content creators, yeah. Content creators.
Exactly. Content creators. Yeah.
That's a good
one. We don't even use the term influencers at work. We don't use it.
No, I haven't heard that in a while. So
no. That's so, you know, new rock star.
That's so 2018.
Yeah, that's 2020.
Gross.
But, you know, I mean, this is why we love the food. We love the Disney food. We love the community that surrounds it. I mean, what do you guys think about the New York Times finally just kind of getting onto this trend of these, all these different creators and people in the space talking about Disney food? I mean, clearly there's a huge thing.
I'm
good. I figured out a way to read this article without having to pay the $1.99 New York Times. Yes.
What else does it say there in the article, Kat?
Well, it's mostly about AJ, so it's good that we're talking about her. Yeah. That it's mostly about her experience as a food blogger living not, you know, Bubba and I live quite close to Disneyland, but you guys live not close to either place, and she lives in Dallas right now, but she started her blog from Staten Island, which is not close to anything. So, you know, it's not just in the bubble where people are so obsessed with the Disney food and Mickey shaped things. It's all over the world, all over the country. So,
oh yeah.
Yes.
It was quite a community in the early goings, because we'd met AJ at a D23, and there was a bunch of other bloggers, but it was rare to find the niche, right? Because everybody was just doing all Disney, everything. Disney news, celebrities, films, animation, just the parks, everything that was Disney in the Disney sphere. And everybody tried so hard to cover it all. And I know I tried to do that, and I wrote for other bloggers too. And it was really hard. Kat, you've done it. It's really hard to keep up with everything. So having just a central focus where, I mean, it's really where the internet thrives and these content creators thrive is on niche, you know, kind of, you know, things where they find their voice, they find their niche where they are.
Well, I think 14% of our audience is outside of the United States.
There you go.
I mean, that's pretty significant when you think about how far of a reach Disney food goes.
Yeah.
Yep. Just think if we covered Paris Disneyland or Tokyo Disney or Shanghai, all their food offerings and gatherings. I mean, man, it's endless. It is endless when it comes to Disney.
I welcome it. I figure if there's our 14% international audience.
Oh, we've talked about stuff. Contribute. Shanghai and stuff like that.
Yeah, if you want to contribute, all I have to do is drop us a note. In fact, in our show notes, there's literally a way you can drop us a voice message and you can leave us reviews. I know that a couple people reached out to me about how they can contribute reviews and such. It's like, it's easy. Just drop us a voicemail, record it on your smartphone, your iPhone, and send it our way using the Anchor app or Spotify or actually any other place you find our podcast, because it's in the show notes. You just click the link. And you can leave us a message and we'll play it on an upcoming show. Mm-hmm. It's super cool. It's very easy. No one's ever done it yet. You know, so
next time I go to the park, I'm going to do it. I'm going to send you guys something. And then if I don't make the show, you can be like, hey, Bubba tried.
Yeah, well, he
tried all these shots at the Hollywood Lounge.
Finally got Beverly over there at Disneyland.
Joke about that.
Did you hear what they did on on April Fool's Day?
What?
All these sodas in that area were broken that day, except the Beverly.
It was like that when I was there, though, too, on my birthday when we were there. Yeah. Really? So it had been like that for a couple weeks, but I was so happy. There's always a giant line in there and there was nobody in there. And I brought my full size cup and I filled it up with Beverly and nobody yelled at me. It was the best day ever.
Don't mind me. I'm filling up on this aperitif.
It was the greatest. That was like, oh, nobody's in here. I'm just going to fill this cup up.
And the moment I take a sip of Beverly, I just start. You know, just start burping because it's literally it's the most carbonated thing ever.
It's the best.
Oh, I know you love it. I can have a sip of it, you know.
I don't mind it.
Maybe we should rank.
I haven't had it yet, but I will soon.
You know, it's been a long time since we actually ranked the flavors of soda over there at the Club Cool.
Club Cool. That's
right. We haven't even tasted some of the flavors stop there because of the little ones, which maybe next time
they should try it.
We should
they'll be bouncing off the wall.
They already are bouncing off the wall.
Yeah, they don't need help.
They're going to bounce off the atmosphere with that.
This is
launch
true.
Them into space.
This is true. No. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah. We should try it. Let's see it happen. And we'll roll film. We'll let you know how it goes.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. Sorry, I had to think about that for a second. If you enjoy what we do and you would like to support the show, we would greatly appreciate it. And you can do so by becoming a supporter on Spotify, or you can shop our links, Amazon, Disney Store, Garden Grocer, and Kingdom Strollers. Bubba, do you want to tell everyone where they can find us?
Dining at Disney.com, or just go to any social media page, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, type in Dining at Disney, and there we are. Like Kristen said, like and subscribe wherever you, whatever social media page you go to. And if you want to follow me, Instagram is the best place, big_Bubba_B. And like you guys talked about before the show, if you're traveling anywhere, Kristen will hook you up with a great deal and make sure you get treated first class. Anywhere you go, you can contact her at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. Kat, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Instagram at catastrophe, at CAT_ASTROPHE. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. If you enjoyed this podcast, and we hope you do, check out our other podcasts, Skull Rock Podcast with Al John and Dave Bossert, and my little podcast, Eat the Pictures. We'll be back with new episodes soon. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen, Al John, and Bubba. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.